Song can only mean one thing.
Yes, Jason Ellis, can you hear me?
Yes, the backbone is calling live from New York City in the eye of the storm.
Coming to the hurricane. Nobody is covering the hurricane like the Jason Ellis show.
That's right.
Actually, I was watching on TV last night. Nobody's fucking covering this thing. I can't find out shit about this hurricane.
It's very hard, guys, to get coverage. It's very hard to stay dry. And it's amazing how good my phone sounds in the middle of this hurricane, but I am doing it because I am a radio professional.
Yeah.
Bringing you all the highlights and the lowlights of this storm.
We appreciate your commitment to the Jason Ellis Show. And once again, as you said before, being the only program out there that's really covering this storm in the eye of the storm. All these other pussies are calling from like, back. You're in it.
Ellis, most shows don't get blown by the hurricane. I am literally getting blown by this bitch right now.
It's blowing you.
It's blowing me.
How is Sandy?
In the eye, Sandy is very nice. She has destroyed several of my friends' apartments and totally flooded out our fucking subways. They're not going to be back for a while, but the blow is amazing.
Now, Brian, how many corpses can you see right now?
Good question, Michael.
First thing
on my mind.
I'm assuming most of the bodies were already dead. But I don't know. It's hard to tell, man. In the eye of the hurricane, everything looks different.
Right. Oh. That's another thing that I didn't get. Yeah. Of course, being in the eye of the hurricane, it's not going to look the same as for the outside look that we have.
Right.
Cullen's
you know
in
what
the
else
eye.
Is crazy. Sometimes when you're in the eye of the hurricane, it totally gets calm. But then it gets fucking crazy again! Oh my god, I had a moment of clarity there where it's as if the storm went away for a second.
They say it's beautiful right in the eye of the hurricane, you know, like sounds are, like colors get more colorful. It's like it's very clarifying.
Now, Brian, everything I've heard about the storm is that it is literally the single worst storm that has ever happened ever. Can you confirm that it is actually worse than that?
Giving people AIDS. It's crazy.
What a
it's
bitch.
It's really uncalled for. Hang on, I'm totally having another eye of the moment. How you guys doing?
Ooh. Good, how you Hi. Doing? Man, you're right in the middle of it now, aren't you?
If you didn't know, I'm in a storm, Ellis. It's very hard for me to concentrate.
Now, right now, are you guys more focused on burying the millions of dead or thinking about how you are going to rebuild civilization on the East Coast?
Honestly, right now, I'm just looking for good sublets. That's how New York works. Once the people are dead, we come in, we take over. Oh, really? Your grandma died? Fuck you. I don't care. Give me your apartment. It's rent-controlled.
Right.
This guy's awesome.
New York cutthroat out there. And I get it. You have to be because of the weather. It's a tough life.
Yeah.
Ellis, I'm not going to lie. I may have helped push some elderly women out into the rain last night who weren't fully dead yet.
Right. You're saying that... You're murdering old ladies.
Listen, it's very hard to get rent control around here. You got to do what you got to do. This hurricane is brutal. Oh, my God.
Dude, it's a hurricane, dude. It's a dog-eat-dog world. You got to do whatever you can to survive and get an apartment.
We've all done things we were not proud of when it was drizzling.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have to ask, Cullen, are you worried about shark people?
Shark people, very good question.
That's a really good question. Have you seen any of these shark people out there?
Word is that the sharks have Metro cards. They're down in the subways, they're riding the fucking tunnels, man. It's going to be out of control. Is it the N train coming? Is it a great white shark? We'll let you know more at 6 p.m.
You're going to call back and give us an update on the shark people?
I was figuring it's the best I can do. I can just stay in the rain for you, Ellis, and let you know what is happening on the East Coast.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, remember, if you do meet, if you do bump into any of the shark people, it's leg sweep because their legs are very little and flimsy. And once they go down, it's easy to escape.
Okay, I will be calling back from the eye of the hurricane.
Thank you, Backbone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Backbone, a hurricane Backbone. Correspondent, live from the center of the hurricane.
Hello, VIP line.
Well, Ellis, it's happened. This hurricane has turned into a full fucking war. We are fighting the hurricane from New York.
Right, you're... Okay, now you're fighting... Okay. Right.
I hear bombs dropping in the background.
We were listening to the show about fighting back with bitches, and we decided that's what we have to do with this hurricane. We are fighting it full force. Explosion, helicopters, coming in.
So you're literally just shooting bullets into the wind.
We're shooting at it, raw dog. Fuck this bitch.
Finally, somebody taking a properly American response to the problem.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Backbone, Brian Cullen, in the eye of the storm.
Hurricane Sandy's still ravaging the Northeast.
He's inside the eyeball of it.
There is wind and water.
And he's shooting bullets at water.
We decided, you know, enough of this horseshit. We're going to fight this storm. And if this storm doesn't back down, we're going to bomb it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could have sworn I heard a bomb.
In a motorcycle.
Are you throwing bombs at it? Wait, there was a motorcycle?
I thought so.
I didn't hear it very clearly. Have you seen any shark people?
There's a lot going on, Ellis. Right now, the shark people are definitely forming. We've seen them. We know they're talking. We're trying to track their phone.
They're talking.
What have they said?
Right now, we just know they have the train system occupied. They're down in the train.
Right,
they have metro cards, people. Don't use the train.
Is it? That's good to know. Is there anybody that, like, the leader of the shark people? Have they said anything about what their plans are?
Right now, they've been very quiet, but you know, it's got a very Cloverfield type vibe going on here right now, Ellis.
Right, saying you're holding a shaky video camera.
On all sides. And the shark people, we are definitely worried about. We are tapping their phones, and we are prepared to bomb them.
Why is the media not covering this rainstorm? Why,
I know.
Why does it have to fall on us like everything else?
Have you seen anybody in the media out there, Cullen?
There's nobody out here. There are no cameras. There are no stupid bitches with their hair being blown talking about how intense the storm is. And more importantly, there's no news people really picking up guns like I am and fighting the fucking storm.
If you're just tuning in...
Right now, Ellis, I'm shooting with my other hand.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this, but there's a storm in New York. It colors in the eyeball of it. We're the only people covering it.
I'm pulling for you, buddy.
Seriously,
but we all know you're going to die.
If you see the NYPD, just run.
I probably won't make it, guys, but I will definitely be back for my 6 p.m. call about what's happening at Hurricane Sandy, okay?
Yes, thank you.
We believe in you.
Back to Hollywood News.
Thank you for leading us back into our segment, Hollywood News.
Cullen is always a professional, and he knows how to segue back to Hollywood News.
Yeah, P-Line could be Cullen again in the storm. Hello?
Ellis.
Yeah,
the
Cullen.
The worst case scenario has happened.
What happened?
Hurricane Sandy is now recording and has released a new song with the band Title Fight for New Music Tuesday. This hurricane cannot be stopped. I have a little bit of the collaboration. It's devastating. Here you go. As you can hear, the band and the hurricane very even. It's a disturbing new trend in music. We're not sure what it means. More later.
Thank you, Backbone.
I have to say, I like it.
From the eye of the hurricane.
From the eye, that's right. From
yes.
the eye. Thank
well,
you.
Raw Dog approves. So maybe we can defeat this hurricane after all.
I think the eye of the storm makes you go bonkers. His Backbone's out of his. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about just then. Hey, Backbone, you're in the eye.
I didn't want it to come to this, but we've actually got a statement released from the shark people's leader. And, I wanted to play it for you guys. It's very disturbing. And, you should just hear their demands and, hear what they're asking for now that they have taken over New York City.
Sounds like a great situation.
Here we go.
This is a message for humanity. The shark people rule now. We will eat you. We will ride your trains. We will take your flooded city. Shark people, 2012. Thank you, Hurricane Sandy, for setting us free. Sharkpeople.com or Shark People on It's all people.
Oh, God, they've got Twitter accounts.
As you heard the disturbing news, the shark people are on Twitter, and they are down in our subways. Bad news in New York. We might not make it through the night.
Well, bad news for the shark people that, seeing as how they're a little behind the times, I have already personally commandeered at shark people on Instagram.
In your face, shark people! In your face!
Shut down.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the Jason Ellis Show. I believe we can save New York.
At shark people on Instagram, where you can find photos of my balls.
Good to see you haven't lost your humor, even in all this tragedy, Brian Cullen.
Thank God.
Listen, it's very easy to laugh, especially when millions are dead in the streets and the shark people have taken over. I want to follow our new leaders. I'm not going to stay down with America, man. I'm down with the fucking shark people. You know, I'm on the front line. I can get them on the radio.
I've always been iffy about humankind.
Shark people are cool.
You're a traitor, Backbone.
Oh, shit.
Go America.
Shut him.
Thank you. I thought the shark people would sound more... Because when you described them and said they look like Jabberjaw, I thought they would sound like Jabberjaw, too.
No. I imagine that they have very deep voices because their heads are massive.
Yeah, we're the shark people. You know, we're going to attack New York City.
I'm not terrified by that. Even if you're a 6-foot shark man. I'm still not scared if you talk like
that. That's
not scary. Dave in New York. Dave, you're saying you got attacked by shark people.
Yes, I don't know if you can hear me, Ellis, but I'm down on the streets of Manhattan right now. About 20 minutes ago, I come around the corner, and there was a group of shark people. One of them came up and put his hand to my neck and was telling me at midnight tonight, all humans are going to die, and wanted to know where he could get some Miley.
All right, thank you, Dave.
So they may have
I put
still
him out of his misery.
Yeah, they may have still want to dispute global warming. look at what hell we have wrought, fellow humans.
Shane, California.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Hey, Tony, you got family still in New Jersey?
Yes, I do.
I don't know if you just heard, but a dam broke out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, it writes itself.